Number 84. American football. The Americans call it gridiron, whilst the rest of the world knows it as American football. American men gravitate to this sport. I've often wondered what is responsible for this gravitational pull. Young American men are usually gregarious. Perhaps this gregariousness pulls them towards team sports. Perhaps they like gridiron because they can grit their teeth and grimace at each other, and engage in gratuitous violence without getting in trouble, as long as they don't do anything particularly grievous or grisly to other players. Perhaps fathers like it so that they can remember the days when they were greenhorn players as they cook meat on an outdoor grill. Perhaps it takes their mind off the gristle they would otherwise complain about. The men like to see the players in groups, groping for the football under a grotesque mass of bodies. They grin with satisfaction when they see an opposing green player fumble the ball as if he has grease on his hands. They love seeing the ball sail through the air like a grenade or a dead grouse into the hands of their favorite player and watching the gripping scene as he runs for a touchdown. They gripe and groan when their team loses, making no attempt to hide their grief. They applaud gravity when it benefits their team and curse it when it doesn't. When listening to American football fans, you would think that the gravitational pull of the earth could be influenced by football coaches. They grieve when one of their own skids along the ground, creating a groove in it, looking like he's grazing, but applaud when he gets up with a grim look on his face, spits the gravel from his mouth, and wipes the grime off his helmet and gets back to the grind. Grave grievances are often put down in writing and sent to coaches. Fans love to grouch. A gross of eggs might be thrown at a team if they are particularly bad. Coaches rarely receive letters of gratitude, and gratuities are unheard of. Coaches are like the grooms who look after horses. They prepare their men for the games. If a player is grounded, he might have to grovel to the coach to get back on the team. Just one final piece of advice. Don't play gridiron in greenhouses, grottos, or groves.